33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. If you were thinking of seeing a movie at the theater this weekend, here's hoping you planned ahead. Many are showing back-to-back-to-back-to-back screenings of just one film, Avengers Endgame. And if you think maybe that means it'll be easy to get a ticket to see the much-anticipated addition to the Marvel movie universe, well, think again. Evan Narcisse writes for io9.com. He's also a comic book writer. He wrote the new Black Panther series for Marvel. Evan, good to see you again.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me back.
You have become our go-to guy when it comes to all things superheroes. So, and I think for good reason here, getting a chance to chat with you because, as I understand it, you've seen this film already.
Yes, I have. I saw Avengers Endgame on Tuesday.
And I hear that that's not good enough for you, too. Are you going to be back today sometime?
Yeah, no. I'm seeing it again this morning.
Why do you think this film has had so much buzz around? I mean, I know that there are a lot of Marvel fans, but there are a lot of people who are being told, look, even if you don't really care about the Marvel Universe or any of the stuff, this is one of those movies you got to see.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I feel like Endgame is significant in its title and its purpose for multiple reasons. You know, this is the... Unless you count, like, the old Saturday morning serials from, like, the 1930s and 40s, this is the first time, like, a film franchise has been explicit about being an interlinked, continuous story. And now we're getting to see the climax of the story. So whether you've been following along the comics for your entire life or a newer kind of acolyte because of these movies, or even if you're coming in cold for this one, I mean, I think there is an argument to be made that you could see this movie, experience the spectacle of it, and then have enough curiosity generated in yourself to go back and watch the story unfold.
As I understand it, too, this is not your typical... I mean, when people think of superhero movies, I think people think of high action. But there's a lot of emotion that's packed into this.
Yeah, they have to pay off these long arcs for some of the major characters. And, you know, understandably, there's a lot of emotion being folded into how these stories wrap up.
What do you think storytellers or maybe Hollywood in general might be able to learn from the way that this Avengers film has been rolled out and put together?
I mean, Endgame is almost like a gimme, right? It's almost like a guaranteed slam dunk because it is a culmination of an enterprise that has stretched across the better part of a decade, if not longer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the lessons that can be learned from this whole kind of Marvel Cinematic Universe endeavor is that if you treat this source material with respect and you interrogate it and you try to ground it in real human kind of emotional and psychological dynamics, it will pay off. You know, comic books, superhero comic books were dismissed as juvenilia and, and disposable junk culture for so long. I think seeing the best of these movies transcend that kind of stigma has been really rewarding to the audiences who loved these characters before the movies and the ones who fell in love with them after the movies. You know, but I think one of the things that's really interesting too is superheroes as a genre and speculative fiction as a genre, like, continues to evolve in these really interesting ways, even outside of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think you look at movies like Shazam, where the tonality is moving to, like, a lot more shinier, happier kind of superheroes. And there's a recent movie that came out last week called Fast Color, directed by Julia Hart, stars Gugu Mbatha-Raw. It's, you know, no costumes, no larger kind of superhero mythology to tap into, but it's about, okay, you have these powers, you have this responsibility to yourself and to the world. How do you navigate that stuff? It's a beautifully told story about three generations of Black women who have these powers and are kind of living in this stark post-apocalyptic world. Unfortunately, it's probably going to get squeezed out once Endgame hits out of theaters. So if you have a chance to see it still, please do. I loved it. I wrote about it on io9. But yeah, superheroes are, like I've always said, and others before me, are just big metaphors, right? You know, they can stand in for these ideas about our responsibilities to ourselves and others and what you do with power and what you do without power. And I think Endgame pays off on a lot of that. It's, you know, Thanos is a great villain because of that. He wants to achieve ultimate power for an end that is evil in most people's eyes, but logical in his. And these are kind of the base that you can have when you have these big, larger-than-life characters.
Man, I'm hungry to see it now. I'm not going to be able to get a ticket, though. That's the thing. We're going to have to wait for a while if you haven't locked it up.
When tickets went on sale that first week, I think it was about 3 weeks or a month ago, they sold out really rapidly. And then there was the aftermarket on places like eBay where they were going for as much as $5,000.
Good night.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Evan Narcisse writes for io9.com. He's a comic book writer himself. He penned the new Black Panther series for Marvel. Evan, it's great to see you again. Thank you so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Thanks for having me back, David.